Now you've made the traditional Chinese pancake breakfast your own. You've altered that. What do you call the pancakes that we have in Tianjin with the fried dough in them and
With the sauce, and there is a Tianjin pancake that you have on the street. Xiammi.
Jianbing.
I can't say it either. You've made that. You've put your stamp on that. How have you managed to get a Tianjin traditional classic and make it very much part of the Ritz-Carlton breakfast?
How? Because when you go on the street, you try to eat one. I think it's again something that Ritz-Carlton tried to push local food. I think if you have local people, you need to have also some local food for them. I think it's very good to have some French food, some Italian food, some Spanish or Asian food, but they like to have their own food also, you know. They have to have their own food. So on a breakfast, you have the dim sum, noodles, but those people in Tianjin, they like those pancakes that you buy for 3 or 4 RMB on the street. And this lady, she makes it very properly, very nice for you. So we just watch, we learn, and the sauces, we recreate the same sauce, we recreate the same way how they do it. Actually, it's easy. Just after the style, how we present it, it's a little bit more raw, a little bit more tidy, a little bit more sliced. Here, they will be like on the street, much bigger, if you know. And I think the people, they like it, you know. It's how it's different. But what we want to do is like make sure the typical stays in Ritz-Carlton and not to be away from the street, from the typical food.
Speaking of local, a lot of places are talking about carbon footprints and how far they drag their food and things. How much of your food do you try and source as close to the Ritz-Carlton as you can?
To tell the truth, it's difficult to buy everything locally. All my fruit and vegetables are locally. We buy some meat locally, but to get the good quality, so we have to go behind Tianjin, we have to go to Shanghai, we have to go to Guangzhou, we have to go to Shenzhen and Beijing, and sometimes we have to go abroad, because if not, you don't get the right quality of what we want. But on the vegetables, fruits, herbs and everything, all is local right now. We don't buy nearly nothing outside now. We try to make sure that we use products from local because they're good. They're very good. But sometimes Tianjin is not in the right place of the world. That's when it's winter. You don't get everything. So it's like in Europe also the same thing. When in Paris and in the winter, you don't get, you will go to Portugal, to Spain or to Italy to pick up some fruit and vegetable because you cannot get it during the year. I think that's what we're doing. So far, we're trying as much as possible to deal with the local supplier because first, it's cheap. Second, it's good quality. And why would we go to somewhere else when you can have it here? You make people working, you make things. It's just a matter of teaching people what we want. Sometimes we have some supplier, they come with things and we tell them, no, this is not the way how it should come here. It should come this way, stock this way, and we try to teach them that we want maybe this vegetable cut like this, this vegetable prepped like this, this vegetable needs to be coming this way because it needs to be careful on how, you know, and they're learning with us.
I have a lot of problem in China sourcing beef and pork in identifiable cuts. Do you have an in-house butcher or?
Yes. We have an in-house butcher that we bring things, you know, and he cuts everything for us. Yeah, because I think a hotel always needs a butcher. If you don't have any butcher, it's not like... Only in the big cities, you don't need any more. Because it's already pre-cut every single thing, you know. But there is still in here, we still need a butcher who comes and the freshness is not the same anymore. Everything pre-cut is one thing, but when the piece comes, you can hang it and have to wait for a few days and it gets better, you know. As a beef, as a pork, as a lamb, it's much different.
Do you do much dry aging here?
Dry age?
Yes, do you dry age any of your meat?
No, not yet. No, but I bought an oven to smoke.
Ooh.
I bought an oven to smoke, and I wish in few time that we will do our own smoked salmon. We buy some fresh salmon and we'll smoke it ourselves. Thing like that, because it's just again, it's a matter of how to teach them and to do it. But we bought it.
And how do you go with charcuterie and things? Have you got someone who's doing your charcuterie, or are you bringing it in?
No, we found a good supplier in China. Called Casa Modena. You know, it's selling in Isetan, also some products, Hisense. Also, and it's quite good, very good. It's very, I would say, very much close to our Western taste for things. But after we buy from Europe straight away, because Parmaham is from Italy. It's you cannot. The flavor are different.
You can't substitute out for things like that.
No.
Ornato, when you're not cooking at the Ritz-Carlton, what do you do for fun?
I cook for my wife.
You can't cook all the time.
No. What do I do? I rest. No, I'm always at home. So I'm always working. So what do? I visit a lot. I like to visit Tianjin as a local style. So I have a motorbike with my wife, and we go to very small streets. Very small street. When I talk very local, even people they think, "Oh, what are you doing?" So I like to see local things. I really like to see the different things of changing in China. Because, in example, this weekend I was off and I was with my wife, and again we were seeing people making noodles, and the person, we were in the local market. The person was so white, the ears. I think because it was the flour of the rice, and it's amazing how you see that they're still doing things very locally, very
traditionally,
and that you cannot see anymore now. It's very difficult, but you can see in China how they're doing this. It's amazing. People doing noodles like this, doing this bread and the thing, you know, being like you buy it for 2 RMB. It's very cheap. I like these kind of things. It just shows you something different. Where they have this one machine, they put the noodles, falls inside, and after they put inside, and they put the bag on a plate. And after when you finish, or you don't finish, you take the bag, you take home, it's a takeaway. It's a thing that you don't realize. As a 5-star, you cannot. But you have to know what's the reality over there, too. Maybe like breakfast. You see how they're doing it with these little bikes and boxes. Sometimes you can buy your eggs and they will also give it to you. You can reproduce sometimes here. This is what I like to see. On my day off, I like to walk around and to see and we bike and we look what was happening. What is it? What is that? It's different. I think so.
I'm wondering that, you know, there are a lot of famous traditional types of Chinese food in China, just like Lu Cai, that is the traditional Chinese food from Shandong province, and something like that, and Chuan Cai from Sichuan province, and Xiang Cai from Hunan province,
mm-hmm.
and Yue Cai from Guangdong province.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of this food? Have you tasted one of them? And
I didn't go yet to those provinces,
mm-hmm.
everything. I've been to Shenzhen, I've been to Xi'an,
ah.
I've been to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me so far, the one who shocked me the most is the Sichuan. Spicy food, but also this little pepper that it makes your mouth sleeping. It's like dizzy. You're like, what is it happening? Like, there is some local restaurant in Beijing. I've been. They put the whole fish cover full of chili on the top, and after you eat. And actually, the fish by himself, it doesn't taste that chili. When you see they put like 1 kilo of chili on the top, any Western man will be like, what's happening there? No way, I'm not going to eat that. But if you eat, mm-hmm. and the warehouse is doing it, it's very nice. It's not too chilly, actually. The sauce, yes. The sauce is very chilly. The fish, yeah. not. This is what amazes me sometimes, how it's very different, you know. You need to travel a lot to see all these places, what you have seen, you know, what you have said. But I think in China, you have a lot of different places. Like in Tianjin, they like a little bit more sweet things than to be too spicy. They like, of course, but they're not too spicy as Sichuan. Which is very interesting in China. It's very separate thing for me now. Like the dim sum things also, which is very interesting to see them. In Europe, you don't see them.
And you know, Chinese people are very strict with their food. And in China, when we see this is a good dishes, this is good dish, we always judge it from at least three aspects. Like the color, the smell, and the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any standard in Western countries that they judge the dishes?
I think, you know, it's like in Western, no, I think it's the same as here. I think so. It's, I think, the same as everywhere. I think for me,
mm-hmm.
the first is the look. Because the smell doesn't come enough time to you, so that you have to look. If you have something nicely made, it's already half eaten. After the, for sure, the smell. After the last part will be the how do you eat it. And I think every country, you know, I've been to something like 27 countries or 26 countries already in my life, and everybody judges the same thing. No matter beautiful is it, no matter smell is it, if it tastes good, it's okay. At the end of the day, it's always the taste who's judging everything. Because sometimes you can see a plate, doesn't look nice, and you're like, doesn't smell too right, but you're like eating, you're like, it's great, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be the opposite. It looks great, it smells great, but it doesn't, it's not, the fish is overcooked, or whatever, you know? So, I think, in the world, for me, everybody does just the same thing, the same way.
The same way.
The same way, how is it? You look, you smell, you taste. And at the end of the day, it's always a taste. You always come back for the taste, to how is it? And the people always looking for something local.
Yeah.
No matter where you are. It's like even me, for the bread, I teach them, okay, let's make it more. Now we're getting better. The croissant, because it reminds me how is it, how it was, and you teach them far away, we are from far away from Paris now, and you try always to remember, okay, how that was it, and this is how it works, I think so, the consistent of how to do it.
And have you tried to cook some traditional Chinese food?
Traditional, yes, I've been to some local ones with some providers, they took me. I've tried, yes. To tell you the name, no, but I've tried the knee of the cow, very stew with some potatoes. I tried some seafood, some the hairy crab now, it's the season right now. I tried the eggs, the pancake eggs, you know, on the middle of the street like this. I was with some ladies, and I was going to Great Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And after they took me to a supermarket between outside of Tianjin. So I went with them, and everybody was looking at me. And they were like, who is this guy? They think they'd never see a Western person over there. And after we had the breakfast with the bun, with the meat inside also, you know, they had this one also that they have. It's not only the pancake. So where you have the beef meat cooked, and after you have the bun, and you take it. I think I've tried. It's completely different than my taste, that's what I'm used to. But every time where you go somewhere, I think any chef, they like to see these kind of things. They like to see how local they are, how is it, you know? I'm sure I've been to places that you didn't have been to Tianjin.
And I'm sure, and I'm sure. There is a place just close to Lake, to Renaissance here.
Mm-hmm.
Just in front of Pizza Hut, there is a place. It's a very small street. When you walk, you're like, ooh. And it's very local. Very. You eat for maybe 6 RMB, the full lunch. Mm. And when I ask some people here to, let's go over there, they say, no. I said, why? It's just very local. I think you have to try, you know.
And have you tried to make it?
No. It's like I ask you, have you tried to make croissant? You know, you will say, no, I don't try. I have enough chefs that we teach, they know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I test. I try to not criticize never the Chinese food because I don't know how. So I learn. Every time I told them, okay. And I'm watching a lot of how they work, how they do the work fried. Last week there was the shrimp with chili, how they're making it. You know, they're boiling, they're fried, and after they work. So it's there is a process on that. How they make the eggs, how they make the stews. I like to watch. To see, but to make it, no, it's difficult for me.
Okay.
The walk is like with the knee. It's a bit difficult to move the knee at the same time.
Okay, my final question. What do you think most attracts you being a chef?
What attracts me to be a chef?
Yeah. The delicious food?
No, I think it's the pleasure to eat whatever you want. I think it's also the pleasure to cook whatever you want. It's like what it means. It means that if I go home, I can eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a chef, I have one thing I like to do. I really much to do, and I think this is what I like even more than anything. I like to go to someone's house, my friend's house. I buy nothing, and I cook something from his house. Yeah, I do something different. And I did many times, and I love to do that. I think when you go to a friend's house, what to eat? Okay, don't give me some few minutes. You open every single thing, and after you make something, and people are like, this is my kitchen, this? yeah, of course, I was in your kitchen. And you make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I give you an example. There was one day my brother got married, and he was going to marry the next day. And my brother, on that day, had 5 kids. Now he has 7. And then, on the same night, we arrived late at home, and they were all hungry. We were all hungry, Finland. There was not much in the fridge. And my sister-in-law, she said, can you do something? I said, of course, you know. And I made some poached eggs. There were some eggs. I put some poached eggs with some toast, with some spinach, you know, a little bit of sauce on it. And the kids, she was like, no, they're not going to eat it. Never. I made it, and they ate everything. And the kids were like, wow. But the presentation was different. Huh? The explanation was different. And she was like, how did you do that? How did you make them to eat that? And it's like how, you know, it's different. It's many examples. Like I remember one night again. I was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I think so, or 5, something like that. It was making barbecue. My friend, and after it was only some peach on the side. And after we had some friends, they were making some Ricard pastis. It's an alcohol from France. And like, okay, what for dessert? Look at the peach. There's only peach, my friend. So what? Okay, cut in half, marinate it with some pastis, a little bit, you know, a little bit in barbecue. And you make on a barbecue some nice roasted peach with pastis. And when you eat it, I'm like, amazing. It just, of course, it's nothing special, but...
Yeah, nothing special.
You just make something different. And I can tell you right now, my friends who were at that dinner, they're still like, you remember? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You have to make people fun. You have to make something different, you know. And what I like is this.
When you go to someone's house and you say, oh, can you do something? Can you cook something? And things. Because if you buy it, they're like, oh, yeah, but you bought this, you bought that. Yeah. It's easy to buy it. And to make it. What is not easy is to go to someone's house and to make it. And after to make your brain coming up and say, okay, what can we do now? There's nothing to do. It's fun. It's very, that's why it makes me proud to be a chef, because one day I want to eat a sandwich, I eat a sandwich. But one day I want to eat a seared salmon with some couscous, you know, fry something, you make it, you know. My mom always said to me, oh, you're here, go to the kitchen.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, well look, Ornato, it's been wonderful talking to you today about your experiences and your opening up of the Ritz-Carlton here in Tianjin. And thank you very, very much for letting us take up your valuable time today.
No, thank you very much. No, it's not much than what I can do. You know, it's amazing that we always can. I think it's always a sharing thing, you know. It's experience. I think in right now, we always do, all of us, do the same thing. We eat 3 times a day, minimum. Some people eat 5 times a day, but some people eat only 1 or 2. But but we always do the same thing. And I think we're here to enjoy ourselves. I think for me, I like to eat. I like to eat every day differently. It's not for everybody because it's difficult. But if we can make it and cook local food, make everybody happy and with a nice concept, that's amazing for me.